Next item on the agenda is recommendations of the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board and Commercial Fishery Advisory Board. Sonia.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
The status of the recreational fund is $2.185 billion, slightly over. And that estimate is it will be...
Million?
$2.185 million.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
That estimate is for September 30th. That is what we expect to collect by that time period. For the commercial fund, it's $181,167, and that estimate is what we expect to collect by December 30th of 2008. The Recreational Advisory Board has recommended 10 of the 13 projects that they reviewed. The 10 projects total $1,672,310. I do want to bring up 2 points. For the Commercial Board, we did not actually have a meeting of the Commercial Fishing Advisory Board.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I called each of the members last week because I wanted a little bit more detail on how they felt about some of these projects. We listed the 5 projects because those were renewal projects which we have funded in previous years. I did want to let you know that a couple of the members did support the blue crab genetic study and the Rappahannock River oyster rotational study. However, they realized with the small amount that's available in the commercial fund that one of the renewal projects, either you would not fund one or more of those to get those studies in, or you would have to slice off some of the budgets. The other comment, which I heard from a few members on the Cow Nose Ray, they feel like the Marine Products Board does a wonderful job on developing those markets. However, there is a fear that there may not be enough fish processors if a market is developed to really handle the processing of the Cow Nose Ray. It's probably easiest to look at both of these budgets on the spreadsheet that I did for you that shows the recommended recreational projects, the commercial projects, and those joint funded type projects. The other issue is, I believe, Dr. Lipschitz would like to take a moment to address the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board did not recommend his artificial reef project, and I think he would like the opportunity to discuss that with you.
Okay.
Unless you have any questions.
Any questions for Sonia? Thank you, Sonia. Rob?
Thanks, Commissioner Bowman. Rob Lipschitz from VIMS. I just wanted to address some of the concerns that were voiced by the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board. And to do so, I wanted to show you, if you wish, I do have these in a presentation, or I could just go through it in that handout. It's just the one page, but I put it in a presentation, or however you wish. I can just go like this. Basically, you see there the accomplishments we've been funded. Both Rochelle Seitz and myself, we have the 2 projects we were funded over the past year to basically develop a different type of recreational fish reef that would be effective in serving both as nursery habitat and as adult habitat. So what we did is, as a result of that project, we deployed 8 artificial reef systems, and you can see the reefs that we deployed. That's figure 1 on page 2. And those reefs were built so that they would serve both as nursery habitat and as adult fish habitat, and there would be standardized reefs. We deployed them in the Northern Neck and Pocosin, the MRC artificial reef areas, and we did that purposely. Originally, we were going to deploy those in Lynn Haven to ensure oyster settlement on those, but we decided instead to focus on the recreational fish. So we have not deployed in the Lynn Haven. We have, besides deploying those, we have initiated an assessment of those, but of course the fish haven't colonized those yet. They're in the process of doing so now. As part of the projects, we have assessed habitat quality at both the Northern Neck and the Coast and Reef sites and identified certain locations there that do experience hypoxia and are not necessarily conducive to recreational fishing year-round, particularly during the summer. We have collaborated with Mr. Meyer and Mr. Grist on habitat assessment on Virginia's artificial reefs. Our focus is the identification of a cheaper artificial reef, such as the one in Figure 1, that serves both, as I said, as nursery and adult habitat. And it doesn't necessarily just concentrate. That may increase the production of the artificial, of the recreational fish. We've also attended meetings with the Northern Neck Chartered Boat Captains Association to try to help them with some of the problems they identified. What remains and what we had hoped to do with the new project was, number one, assessment and comparisons of the artificial reefs, the reef balls, and materials of opportunity. And why is to provide, that we believe, an economical and effective reef system for Virginia's artificial reef program, and to minimize the potential for overfishing through concentration of fish rather than increased production. We're concerned that some of the potential materials of opportunity might simply aggregate or concentrate the large adult fish and not provide nursery habitat that would actually increase production. And that's one of the main reasons we wanted to do the comparison. The second is the assessment of habitat quality at the Northern Neck and Tocosin Reef sites. Why? Well, we want to determine what reef areas that are most productive, most likely to be productive for artificial reefs, and hopefully eliminate the waste resulting from placement of reefs in areas that are impacted by poor environmental conditions, like such as those that we identified in the Northern Neck site when they experienced low DO. There were two issues that were raised by the board. One is that we had a new program as part of this, not just the assessment of the existing one. We had a new program to develop a Sentinel Reef program, and that's to try to have a standardized reef that we would deploy throughout Virginia's reefs to try to get a standardized measure of how these are performing. And the board felt that this was this would duplicate some of VMRC's artificial reef program activities. Our response is basically we eliminated that portion of the project. And by doing so, we cut the proposed budgets by $74,922. That's a major reduction. We simply said, okay, we don't necessarily agree with that, but we went with it and simply eliminated that part of the project. And then the second concern was that there's too much effort on oysters, and our response is that this seems to be a misunderstanding. The effort is directed at recreational fish. That's why we put the reefs on at the Northern Neck and Pocosin Reef sites, without real consideration of oyster restoration in that regard. We've basically put that on other projects, not on this one. And the effort is directed at identifying not just oysters, but oysters, mussels, mud crabs, marine worms, which are all part of the prey base for reef fish. And it is only in this regard that we're sampling any of the invertebrates. So we will sample oysters, but it's only in the matter of trying to identify what the important prey base is for the wreck fish. We eliminated the segment of the project in the Lynn Haven River and instead placed all eight reef systems where we felt they would be most beneficial to recreational fishing, that is, in the Northern Neck and Pocosin Reef sites. As far as what we reduced from the budget, that's on page 3. You can see what we actually eliminated from the budget that all deals with the new project, and that's where the $74,900 comes from. Our concerns that the project is not completed. There's going to be little benefit from the $200,000 that was already spent on the reef deployment and habitat assessment. We've basically only begun the assessment because the fish haven't had an opportunity to colonize the reefs. The loss of time and effort expended by VIMS and VMRC personnel, obviously, and an inability, we feel, to identify the least expensive and most productive artificial reefs. So I would hope that you would reconsider and or consider funding at least the reduced part of the project so we can bring it to completion. Thank you.
Any questions for Dr. Lipschitz?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
In the Northern Neck Reef, there are two in the Northern Neck.
Four.
Four reefs?
Four reef systems that we put. There are two existing materials of opportunity, two VMRC reefs.
Right.
We put four of ours there. So that
on
we
those reefs?
Right. Right.
Two and two or something?
Right.
Yeah.
We actually put them at the four corners because we wanted to assess quality at the other locations for future deployments.
Okay. Okay, so they're on both of those?
They're on both of those reefs as well as two other locations.
Okay.
Right. Further comments? I made this statement during the last round. Ron, in all due respect, I don't mean no disrespect to Vims, to you, to the wonderful work that you do. The problem that I have is, and this is just my personal opinion, is that I appoint these members to the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board. And they spend a lot of time vetting these projects, going through and hashing them over. A considerable amount of time. And unless it's something that's glaring as far as an error is concerned, the vote on this one was 8-0. I don't know what maybe they saw that I didn't see or what the deal is, but I just have some real concern overriding them when they've basically done what we've asked them to do as far as vetting these projects is concerned. That's my only statement. Having said that, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Holland.
I would move the recommendation of the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board and Commercial Fishing Board as presented.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. McCluskey. Further discussion? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a process question. What is the process whereby these proposals are presented to RFAB? Does the PI come in and actually present to the board, or do they get a written proposal?
How about all the above? And I'm gonna give Sonia, do me a favor. We've got time. Go ahead and explain the process, if you would.
The applicants for this section gave a written proposal on December 15th. In January, the applicant had an opportunity to make their presentations. In March, we held a public hearing. Again, if there was a change in the budget, a change in the project, the applicant had an opportunity to inform the board of the changes. And then in May, we have a work session and a final recommendation meeting where, again, they've had another opportunity to review both the written and any verbal. If they have any questions, the applicants are usually available that they can ask questions.
And these meetings usually start at what time and end at what time, honestly?
They started 7. Usually the first meeting is the longest, and I believe we went to 9:30, 10 o'clock the first, because there are 13 agenda items. Everybody's given an opportunity to present their project to the advisory board.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And I did want to say that my rec board did not have the opportunity to review this modified budget that Dr. Lipsch has provided. We just received that today.
Thanks.
Dr. McConaughey?
Yeah, on the recreational one, the Menhaden, one of the reasons some projects couldn't be funded is the large Menhaden project there, $236,000. Have we gotten any kind of interim report from Dr. Kirkley?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We have received two reports. We've extended slightly his current first-year budget because some of the his folks from out of state weren't billing. We haven't gotten the actual final financial, as far as the end of the financial contract. But he also did make the presentation to the commission as far as how that was going, and he made numerous presentations to the recreational board explaining where he was and the various tasks, and he had discovered new information on the Menhaden feeding habits, and
he's working diligently on the money. I know that we may be able to get you something as far as something to look at as far as the product, but I know he has been working. Yes, Ron.
Maybe because I'm new in the process, I missed something. But the first that I heard that it was going to be decline was in May. Now it may have been up somewhere, so that's the first chance that I had to respond to that. So that's why I gave the revised budget.
And yeah. I've got a note, Sonia, if I could. When does the rec board meet again? When will they be getting together?
July 14th.
July the 14th. Ron, Would it be, and this is your program, so you advise me, okay? Would it be possible for Dr. Lipschitz to present his revised budget at that meeting so they could consider that, and then you bring that report to us at the July meeting as to what they did?
Very possible.
I mean, would that be okay with,
yes,
with the makers of the motion? Mm-hmm. Ron, would that be all right with you? Okay. Dr. McConaughey?
Just in the interest of fairness, though, there were a number of other projects that weren't funded. Are they going to be given the same opportunity?
For the recreational board, it was only the two, Dr. Lipschitz and Dr. Seitz. They're sort of joint projects. I'm not sure what Dr. Seitz is planning to do with her portion of it. I did not receive a modified budget or anything.
Got any idea on that one, Ron?
This was actually for both. My presentation
was for both. Okay, well, there. Okay. And I think the others that weren't, from the commercial perspective, it was just realized that there wasn't enough funding there to work with them anyway. So, Mr. Holland, as a maker of the motion, that there's a friendly amendment that we allow Dr. Lipschitz to come back to the July meeting, report back. Is that acceptable to you?
I'll accept that.
And the second of the motion, Mr. McCluskey?
Fine.
Okay, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all. Anything else to come before this commission?
I'd like to make, I don't know who to address this to. But
you can make it, you can address it to whomever you'd like. We'll figure it out.
All right. The last meeting last month, we expressed a concern about the economic disaster that the commercial fishermen were in. And
right.
I voted against the 34% decrease for the simple reason that I'd like to bring to the attention of the government. I think it did. To try to come up with some solution. And I think we ought to thank the governor for asking the federal government to declare Chesapeake Bay a disaster area. I think we ought to.
Well, if you make that in the form of a motion, I'll be glad to report that to the governor on behalf of the commission.
I will certainly make that a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox and Mr. Holland. And all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? It will be a unanimous note of thanks to the governor. And things are moving apparently fairly well on that. So moving along. Thank you, Mr. McCluskey. Any further business? Meeting is adjourned.